That's called a coup de grace, and they have to be absolutely helpless.
They're dazed.
Is not enough.
Oh, damn it.
If they're asleep, or if they're...
Nighttime tincture!
Reduced to,
Nighttime tincture.
Whatever. Good night tincture.
Good night tincture, whatever.
Reach in the bag and find some good night tincture.
And let's put it to sleep, not causing any damage to it.
We don't want the frog to jump out while we're trying to figure it.
Well, look,
it's not Amarok's,
it's your turn, and then it's Cold Bone's turn, and he turns back into a
No, at
demon.
The end of his turn.
At the end of his turn, right.
What do I want to do? What do we want to do,
guys? I want to kill these three guys.
Should we attack the guys or kill the frog?
I've got at least a couple good
attacks.
Look,
we know that we're
so...
safe from the frog if we don't open it yet. So let's just play the safe.
Is he in the bag of holding?
Yes, he's in the bag.
Let's not worry about the frog.
We should put him to sleep, though.
And when we have the chance to, I can just use Photo Frog again.
It's a daily.
It is a daily, isn't it?
You can always,
we can
like,
worry about
at midnight, just shake him out and go, poof,
yeah.
Let's try this again.
Get out! Ugh. Okay, there we go. And then we'll put him to sleep.
Okay.
That's the plan for now,
so,
but right now, let's just keep
him
in.
Just cast sleep.
Can I do that?
Yes.
You're a wizard, Harry.
They're two different tiers.
Okay.
You have a fifth level daily, which was your Photo Frog, and your first level daily is sleep. You can use both, because they're two different tiers.
Should
you
I cast sleep
use
on the frog?
Yeah.
You can cast sleep against a
right
large
now?
Group of people.
Okay, oh, let me cast sleep on these guys, because then they'd be helpless and we can kill them.
True.
Let me just do that. Let me find sleep.
The bag of holding is closed now, though.
Of course, they're zombies, so I don't know
First,
if they
before
would
you
sleep.
Do anything, cast an arcane lock on the bag of holding.
Can I do that?
Yes.
Yes.
You can.
What do I have to roll?
It's your hastying ritual, what you're doing it. That you don't...
Okay,
it is a ritual.
Well,
you're doing
a
really fast, so it's gonna be kind of shiny.
We can always redo the lock.
8 plus 13.
Your lock didn't work.
Plus 13.
No, it
didn't
work. Because it had to be super high because you were trying to haste and whistle, which would normally take like 5 minutes.
Does that count as my turn?
Takes your standard action up and probably a minor action to reach for your component, so you can still move.
Can I attack somebody?
You can move.
You can move.
I can't use magic missile.
You can. No.
Yeah. Where am I gonna move?
Behind the table that's tipped over.
Oh,
okay.
No, look
in the cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
No, the cabinet's probably got the crystal in it. Oh, that's because I have psychic energy. My psychic chaos bolt. So the crystal is in the
cabinet. I'm looking in the cabinet.
Cabinet has, like, books in it.
Has what?
Books in it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Alright,
that's
the
way.
Alright, my turn. I'm gonna...
It's as much as you glean in, like,
five.
No, it's Icy. It's Icy's turn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's Icy.
He can only move. He can only shift or move.
Where the hell am I?
No, he can move or shift as a frog.
He's inside a bag.
Oh, okay.
What's
he
gonna do?
Now he's in the bag of holding.
He goes at the end of his turn.
He can't come
right
out of the bag.
What are you rolling for?
The zombie
people.
Plus. What's your AC, Alex?
20.
Okay.
That's lucky as...
I rolled 2 1s.
And that's from all three of them?
No, I rolled 2 1s on the attack dice.
I know, but that was like...
That was from all three of them. They all three went and just went tearing at you.
Okay. I'm gonna see what I can
what?
Do.
What? Are you coming
tomorrow?
Ask him if I can.
You gonna ask him?
No. Ask him. I don't know.
Ellen.
Now it's my turn.
No.
It's Lave's turn, then it's your turn.
Cool. I've got a love picking.
15
for points like this.
On Cole, on the three dudes, I'm gonna attack one of them. Against their reflex does 25. Okay.
Yeah.
8 plus strength is 2, so that would be...
Who's not? Nobody's... Alex is tapping on the ground.
I was doing the kick drum thing.
I'm like... Can I just let in a demon? Like, hello?
Make a melee attack. Make a melee attack. A basic melee attack.
Sweet. So, roll d20 plus 9 versus AC.
Yeah.
7 plus 9, probably not going to hit.
What was that?
16.
16 versus
AC.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Okay, have it take... 15 points of damage.
Okay. The same one you've been attacking?
Yeah. Is it dead yet?
No.
Jesus shit.
It is bloodied.
It's been bloodied.
Oh, yeah. Then, it's your turn, Alex.
Alright, I'm attacking that same one because I'm sick of him. Let me see. What's
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, go ahead.
What's a good thing that I can do? Wind up and deliver a devastating blow with your weapon. So, I'm going to do crushing blow because I'm sick of this guy. Because I'm assuming he has... Well, how much damage did you just do?
15.
No, I'm going to attack a new dude.
Okay. I'll finish
which,
off the last
which one was the one you were attacking, Harlan?
This guy.
Mentally.
Yeah. I'm attacking just a different
one. Dude A, dude B, or dude C. Dude A, you've attacked a lot. B and C, you haven't touched.
B.
Because they all look the same. It doesn't really matter.
I'm doing crushing.
They're all wherever they are. They're gonna be in the same place. You can hit all of them.
You can hit all of them at the same time.
No, you just from wherever you are.
So does 21 versus AC hit?
Yes.
Okay. So
I'm having you guys win ties.
Cool. Oh, good. 21.
Nice.
Okay. So crushing blow, two of that. So that means 4d6 plus six.
Mm.
4, 2, 12, 13, plus 19. Do I have a modifier on my bonus plus
Steven,
check modifier?
Put on Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road?
Acapella version.
Smooth 16.
Smooth McGroove.
16?
Yes.
Hang on.
Smooth McGroove.
Oh, hey, never mind. Hold on, it's more because if I'm wielding an axe, a hammer, or a mace, I gain bonus. Equal to Constitution.
I'm sorry,
how much damage did I just say? 16? So,
yeah.
It's 19.
Sorry, what was that?
19.
Okay. I don't know what the hell I did. Weirdest.
Hey! Part. Mario Kart!
Acapella.
Is this acapella?
Yeah.
This is instrumental.
No, regular.
Oh. I like Smooth McGroove.
Whatever, it's not long enough.
19 on B.
19 on B? It sounds like we're betting on blackjack. They're like roulette.
19! 19 on B!
Alright,
oh, you say Liar's Night Slayer.
Yeah!
Ready?
Definitely.
Also, I have a combat challenge on
4 sixes!
On B.
4 sixes.
12 sixes.
Druid goes.
You're crazy!
Shifter.
Tamper. Stop, Bill! You a liar?
Tamper.
And you'll spend an eternity on this ship.
Sweet. Okay, I like this. I'm using Savage Rend on B. And
that sounds hard.
What's her modifier for? Where is it? She's using the original sheet. Oh, she's not using the Steven sheet. Crap. Okay, that's fine. This is a stat. It's plus 6. That's good.
What do you mean she's not using the original sheet?
No, she's using the original sheet. 15 plus 6, 21.
That's not the original sheet.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Right? Am I looking at it wrong? By the way, 21, 15 plus 6. I win the tie.
Oh, she's using a different version.
Yeah. So, anyways. I win the tie. I'm attacking the Savage Rend with 1d8 plus wisdom modifier, and it shifts the target. Now, what happens here is...
Oh, no. She is using the... This is 7.5. This is just 7.
Okay.
Your version is actually the old one.
Mine's the old version?
Yeah.
Alright.
What
anyways,
am I using?
Because, see, her workspace for basic attacks is a lot bigger than
hers. So she deals 8 damage and shifts him. Now, the thing is, I have combat challenge. Every time this person shifts a square,
yeah,
I get to make an opportunity attack.
Oh, nice.
I like
go
that.
Ahead.
I like
so how much damage did she do to me?
8.
Alright.
She did 8. Now, my combat challenge... I also gain a bonus equal to my wisdom modifier. And I also, yeah, wisdom modifier and a plus 2. And constitution. So wisdom, constitution, and plus 2 for just a basic attack.
Right.
But I miss.
I don't.
Bummer. Close.
There's a guy.
Yep.
Amara. What up? Dude. Let's do this! Magic missile! Actually, I want to use, like...
Use a really epic...
Should I use a counter?
Use in a counter attack on C.
Use force or. It's intelligence versus reflex.
Go ahead.
And the hit is 2d8 plus intelligence modifier. Okay, here we go. And make a secondary attack.
Do you happen to have anything versus will, by the way?
Versus will?
Mm-hmm. She does. And it's a psychic attack.
I do. I have a...
I don't think I have... Oh, yeah, I do. I have sleep is versus will.
Oh, okay. Their will is low, just saying.
Oh, can I check? That wouldn't be smart to put him to sleep, though. How long does sleep last for?
A long time.
Oh, okay. Let me just put him to sleep then. Sure. 13.
Plus whatever you have.
Plus what I have for what? It's intelligence versus will. So my intelligence is plus 3, plus 2, my magic death.
18 versus their will. Their will is 17.
Oh, clutch! They're all asleep.
Blanket sleep. Oh, what is sleep with actual effects? Because I know they have a turn to do some shit before they totally knock out. I know they have a turn.
You exert your will against your foes. Okay. The target is slowed. If the target fails its first saving throw against the power, the target becomes unconscious. Right. You have a save. They all have saving throws.
So it's now their turn. So saving throws. One guy falls asleep and slams into the next guy, and they both knock out. So I only have one left to roll for. Two.
No.
Oh, blanket sleep. Everyone clutch knocked out.
Clutch.
Two bloody tears.
This feels like a drum set over here.
Oh, because you're completely surrounded.
Yeah, because you're surrounded. Yeah.
Bloody tears.
No, like, you win. Everyone's quiet and stuff.
So now that they're asleep, can we just slit their throats?
Yes.
Well, they're zombies.
We all have daggers.
Throats.
Okay, can we smash their brains?
Cut their heads off.
Yeah, let's cut their heads
off.
Yeah.
And let's throw them in this thing.
Let's burn their bodies.
Okay.
17 plus what modifier for you?
What modifier is it?
What modifier would we use? Gaharn's roll is 17. What modifier would we use? Because Harlan just rolled a 17.
To slit their throats? It's a coup de grace. It's just...
Oh, you can just do it?
Better than average. That's all.
Oh.
It's like, so you don't fumble with
Harlan got one, and I got 11, so...
You got one?
No, I said he got 17, so he got one.
You got one.
I got a 19.
What did you actually roll?
No, I just rolled a 9. Okay. I rolled a 9.
Plus, what are you using? Like a dagger?
Yeah, a dagger.
Like 12 or something?
Staff.
You can't cut a head off.
I'm bashing his head.
You could like try to magically levitate his head away from the body.
Can I lift his head up and then smash on the ground?
Yeah.
Cool. How you do that?
Do we get XP?
Oh yeah.
Okay, with a 9.
Nah, you didn't kill Cold Bum, but I'm giving you his XP anyway.
Oh, cool.
How much is he worth?
The entire encounter was worth 1,300.
So that's 400 each.
That's 300 each.
Three. Sorry, you're right.
Because there are four people.
I'm dumb.
And basically 325 each. I think.
25. Cool.
Let me know when you guys level up.
Not for a while.
I'm 1,000 away.
Yeah, I still have like 1,000 away.
Alright, heal up.
I never took any damage.
Now are we continuing the
I'm only one damage.
The campaign without Sasha?
Or do we want to stop and rest in this room and play Liar's Dice?
Yeah. Let's not continue.
We could take a break.
Yeah,
I mean I'd like to continue because we have time to do so.
We do, but let's see.
But we could take a break.
Alright. Four.
Are we actually playing Liar's Dice?
Yeah, if you guys are down.
Good.
Sure,
whatever wants to happen.
I think you just do it on the floor over here.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Oh,
sure.
We should get some real cups, though.
Yeah, let's all stretch. I will, Mike.